Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi. And today we're going to have a very interesting, fun conversation with Peter Kalanda. And Peter is going to talk about key habits and decisions that directly fueled his success. Peter, welcome to the show.
Jennifer, thank you so much for having me. Looking forward to the conversation.
Well, and I love it. I'll just let you go.
Yeah.
Tell us how you got here. Like, how does this all come together? What do you do? How do you show?
Yeah, sure. So how did I get here? I actually immigrated here in 1983 from the former Czechoslovakia with my parents and my brother, two suitcases, we were political refugees from the former Eastern Bloc. Kind of the rags to riches story. My dad, whose first job was a chief engineer out on Long Island. That's where we settled, lived in New York City, my whole life. Now I live in LA. I got into the hospitality industry. I went to school for that, managed a hotel in New York City for a while. I wanted a change, and I was thinking to myself, what can I do in the future? What were my passions? And, the digital marketing kind of SEO and websites and design was kind of starting out at that time. It was in the early 2000s, that I worked with this gentleman who managed a hotel, one of the hotels that I worked at, and he created one of the first booking engines for hotels. It was very early on. I was still working at the hotel at that time, and I kept in contact with him. So, forward a couple of years, and 2008 comes along, big crash, and I worked at Ernst & Young of all places, doing hospitality real estate. I mean, some of these things where I got to and where I am now, it's kind of crazy and wild when you think about it. So I started working, I started contact, I got in contact with him, and he brought me on as kind of a financial person, and it was all hands on deck. I had to do everything. We were doing projections, and then we started getting clients for a digital marketing hotel agency. So I started learning SEO on my own, trial and error. Practice and working with clients, and making mistakes. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. That's when everyone learns everything. I mean, this is a philosophy that I talk about and practice. Like, get in there and get in the weeds and do the work, and you'll get rewarded. And that was a startup. Sometimes startups just don't work out, but I learned a lot. I moved on to a textile company. Took them from about $500,000 a year to $3 million when I left. And then I figured, I can do this on my own, started my own agency, Three Horizons Interactive. And that's where I am now. Work with a variety of clients, and a lot of the things that I learned at hospitality is completely transferable to what I'm doing now. So, and now I'm here with you.
Now you're here with me. So I think it's really fun when you like that. Your skills can transfer.
Yeah.
Because as an entrepreneur, it can be very daunting to think, oh, but I was an expert in this, and now, am I an expert? I had a conversation, a podcast interview actually recently with a woman, and she goes, I decided to be an interior decorator because I love beautiful things. I hung my shingle, and then I signed up to go to school so I'd have all the letters after my name.
Right.
I already had clients before I started because I love beautiful things and I know how to make things beautiful. So
yeah.
I love that. Like, you transfer your skills, but we often don't consider that. Like, I came from corporate and federal in the housing industry, and all kinds of things come up that I learned there and are transferable skills. But let me tell you, it took a long time for me to embrace that.
You never th same thing when coming from hospitality. I mean, there's certain things that are just completely transferable, like just working with people, knowing and different kinds of people. You anticipate issues and needs, and you curate kind of memorable interactions when people come to a hotel. And that's kind of the same thing. You translate to marketing. You're looking at customer journeys, your user experiences, building campaigns, and it all works. It's all completely transferable.
So we mentioned Glendale, California. I went to Glendale, I don't know, 12, 14 times for Brendon Burchard's Ultra event. And I stayed every time at the Residence Inn. And I'm a Marriott Bonvoy member, and I don't know that I really get that many perks out of it, but I am. Like, I stay at Marriott's a lot. And I walked in the first time, and there was a like a picture frame, and it said, "Welcome our platinum members and listed them, welcome our gold members, whatever." And I had a friend who was staying there also, and his name was on there, and he was a higher status, whatever the statuses were. And I was like, "Well, I need that status. How many nights do I need?" Oh, okay, it was nothing. They spent 2 minutes and printed out on a piece of paper and stuck it in a frame. And I was like, "Wait, I need status. Where am I?" Those are the kind of things that, as entrepreneurs, our clients want, right? Like, they
Oh,
want to feel
100%.
special.
I mean, 100% agree. Like we would do, when I managed a hotel in New York City, we were one of the first hotels to offer a wine and cheese hour for free. That was included in the rate, and it was amazing. Such a little thing.
And it
And
cost minimal. Like, you had the
oh
time of the employees and
yeah,
minimal amount for the
I
food and
mean, it was, the reviews were amazing, just kind of mentioning that you're paying this rate and you get this free wine and cheese and food and drinks and stuff, and it's huge. That what you described at the is with the Sheraton, yes, the
Marriott.
Marriott. It was such a little thing for them to do, but it's massive. And a
Every
lot
time
of hotels,
I went in, every time I'd be like, "Where's my name?"
and then there's it's these little things, anyone can do it, any hotel manager or owner can do it, but some, and they still don't. And it's simple.
It's a simple thing, and so it's the same with our client journey.
Yes,
That
exactly.
thank you email that you get, that follow-up that you get, or
100%.
for your time on our call. Like, those are the kind of things that
I mean, exactly. That's kind of like my kind of what comes back comes from transitioning, and that transferable skill is kind of just being able to be thankful and appreciative for the phone call. And there's multiple times where I'm part of a proposal or trying to get a new client, and we're talking, and people have maybe three or four proposals that they're looking at. And why I stand out, I think, and what people have told me is that, I took the time to talk on the phone, maybe more than once, and got to know the business and the team members, and kind of that translated into them wanting to work with me, where that I asked, who else are you, what other kind of proposals you're getting? And like, oh, we're getting one or two, but it's a, you can tell it's just a form that they fill out, put the company name, and there it is, send it over, and that's it. And that's why I think we do well, is that we take the time and kind of become part of your team, which again is one of those transferable skills, being able to do that for clients.
Well, and it's that whole customer service type thing
Oh
that
man,
often is kind of gone. At work one day when I was still in the government, I just got call after call after call transferred to me, and none of them were my department. None of them were my job. I knew the answers. I knew where to send the calls because I'd been there for a long time, but none of it was my job. And when I left for lunch, I stopped at the reception desk and I was like, "I'm getting an inordinate number of calls today. Is there something going on? Like, is
Right.
there a whole division out today? So I'm getting their calls. It wasn't even my division, right? Not my, it was, and he goes, but you're nice. And I know that you'll get him the answer. And I was like, okay, I have a busy afternoon. When I get back from lunch, would you not do this anymore? Like, I like that I'm helpful, but like, I have work to do. I'm not like, would you please quit? I recently had my knee replaced and I had some extra little stupid little complications at the beginning. Nothing from the surgery, all, probably self-induced. But I went back into the doctor's office. I don't know how many times I went back in and I was never nice, right? Like I shouldn't be there. The first replacement, 6 weeks later, I flew to LA and this one has been a struggle bus, let me just tell you. And I was in the other day and they said, well, you have a copay. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've come in so many times since my surgery that I have a copay. And one of the women that I know for a fact I was not really nice and friendly to was usually at that desk and she was at a different desk. And she circled around and looked at me and she goes, oh, Jennifer, it's sad when they all know your name, right? Jennifer, you had a really rough start. And I was like, oh, that's so nice. She could have said, you're a hateful little witch, and we just assumed.
It's just like, I mean, it goes to that phrase I always kind of, go back to, is just kind of kill him with kindness. And it's so true. Like a smile at a front desk, or just a nice conversation with a prospective or current client, and just trying to solve a problem. Whether that be, hey, I need, how do I get more visitors to my website? They're not converting, things like that, which I can help with. My company does all the time. You just want to be nice. It's not hard to be nice.
Well, and sometimes I was at a conference in San Diego years ago, and the person, it was her conference, her business, and somebody asked her a very technical, specific question, and she said, there are 80 people in this room, and I can stand here and tell you every single thing I do step by step, and I really don't have a problem doing that because only like 1% will possibly even attempt to do it. And I was like, what? So when somebody asks you a question and you can easily give them one or two strategic tips to increase their traffic, increase their SEO, it's really not taking anything off of you because guess what? They're not going to do it.
And these things are easily doable. Like I you can do them yourself. It's just, you have to have someone look at it and tell you what the issues are, which again, I can help.
Yeah, I can help. Okay, so you have key habits and decisions, and I'm sure we have danced around and talked about them a little bit here, but do you have some very specific key habits that you incorporate?
Yeah, I mean, the number one thing that I do, and I've learned through kind of just managing my day to day, is, everyone has a to-do list, right? And my to-do list, before I did this, was 10 things long, and trying to cross them off, but it never got to the end. So I literally have a post-it note with three things that I need to do today, every day, and I have the and I do those three things and I cross them out, and it's so fulfilling. You wouldn't even know, just to see those crossouts. There's certain things that, I have in a notebook that I'm like, oh, I can do this tomorrow, the next day, or in a week or so. But just having just a little post-it note, I would highly recommend, and write three or four things and do them and just cross it off. It's huge. That has been very, very helpful for me.
I have heard that in similar ways. And there was a year that I had a notebook, but I would only put three things per day on it and mark it off. And then at the end of the week, I could see them all, but same type of concept. But that's really big. I worked with a lady one time and something was said about a to-do list or something. And she goes, well, I never get through it. And there's got to be some scientific study out there that the brain gets overwhelmed when you've got those lists of 10 things, and
It is overwhelming. When you
it
look
just
at their
gets.
notebook, yeah, when you look it down at it and you see 10, 15 things, it's overwhelming. So just a little post-it, it's huge. That's something anyone can do right away.
Well, I heard a guy, he said that when he got through his three things, and I don't know if it was a post-it or what he wrote it on, he said, "I like crunch it up and throw it away." Like it's just like a very dramatic, I'm
It's
done with
funny you
that.
say that. In the corner of my desk, I have some post-it notes. At the end of the day, I literally do crunch them up and just throw them out and never have to see them again. You know, in the notebook, you can kind of go through and kind of see it's still there. But I do have a notebook for work notes. I have a notebook for just personal things, which has been huge. Just separate that. Because sometimes before I used to tend to write, I have to, you know, doctor's office and this client needs to increase their budget. And it was all lumped together and it just was out of control. So post-it note, two notebooks, major things that anyone could do. And you can implement that today, tomorrow.
Oh, I love that. That's really great. And I need to get back to that because it is like I'll lay in bed in the morning and think, what do I have to do today? I already had my three notes for today last night when I went to bed. Do you do that? Do you put your three things for the next day if you already know what they are? Or do you fresh in the morning? Like, how
I
does
do. I like in the morning. I like to do it in the morning because I just for me that's helpful. But I can totally see why the night before would be great. And even, you know, Sunday night, Sunday scaries rolling around. I've done it where I put a little note on a Sunday night and just be okay. This is what I need to do, and I feel a little about it.
I love that. All right, so our to-do list, three things on it. I think it was Jack Canfield said, if you cannot, absolutely cannot do only three, no more than five. Five is the absolute
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I agree. Anything more than that,
and
might
you're
get a
not
little
going to do it
overwhelming.
anyway.
Yeah,
You're not
and
going
you
to
know, the
do it.
life gets in the way, and there's, you know, it's hard to. We got so distracted now with all these different messages, Slack and Teams and texts, and all these things are popping up all over the place. Like even, you know, for our conversation, I re delete not deleted, but just quit out of all these things, so I'm just fully focused. And sometimes, you know, there's been times where I'm calls and I just don't do that, and it just affects your day so much. You can't be present, and it's tough. I mean, I understand. I do it. It's just more of like a habit. It's almost just training yourself.
Well, my husband and I have a conversation a lot. He's like, "Well, you didn't tell me that." And I'm like, "Well, I told you that, but you were playing on your iPad. And so,
Yes.
like,
Yes.
you weren't focused enough." A friend said, "Oh, y'all are going on this vacation with all of us, like a whole group of people." And my husband goes, "Oh, no, Jen never told me about that." And I was like, "Yeah, I did. As a matter of fact, you said you didn't want to go."
It's kind of, you know, I have these conversations too, just kind of where technology is and where it's going and what it's doing, and you know, just the phone and just having, you know, you can't focus on 20 things at the same time, and it's becoming more and more like this was supposed to help, but I feel like it's just getting, you know, it's getting harder.
Well, you've got to take control of it yourself, right?
Yeah,
Because it
for
will
sure.
take control of you.
Yeah.
All right. So you've got a great to-do list. I love that. Do you have another habit for me?
You know, the other thing is just kind of not taking off, not doing too much, not taking on too much that you can't handle. I've been better about delegating. And this goes back to kind of just my personality. I tend to want to control kind of everything, and it's been and this has been up throughout my whole life when I worked the front desk and just delegating, and now just working with designers and developers and trusting that they can do the work, and I'm there, I've gotten there, and it takes a long time. You know, certain people are better than it than others, but it was hard for me to just let someone, you know, do the smaller tasks, and just taking on too much. Sometimes I'm in the weeds of an SEO audit. I get involved. Sometimes I do the keyword research and things like that that I don't necessarily have to do, and just have someone else on my team do it. But it's just hard for me to give it up because I love to do it, but I've gotten so much more better. So just delegating, and just trusting that, people on my team will do the work, and I don't have to worry about it. It's hard.
Well, it's a lot. And after I left the federal government, I was fortunate enough to teach classes for the great state of Oklahoma. And they provided all the material, and I just had to go in and deliver it. And it was super fun, and the people were really engaging and fun. But one of them was on becoming a new supervisor and stepping into that new supervisory role. And there was a quote, and maybe it was Eisenhower. I don't know. It was somebody super famous from the 50s, 60s. But he said, give your team a task and tell them you trust they will get it done. Sit back and just wait to see what great things they come up with. And that word trust is so big because it goes both ways. Like, if somebody goes, I trust you're going to do what you said, Jennifer, I'm like, wow, now I'm elevated to a higher level of getting it done. But then when I transfer that trust to somebody else, I trust you'll get that done. I'm not going to worry about it. I trust you'll do it. It elevates them. So that whole passing it off with that level of trust is just, it's hard. It's so hard. Don't get me wrong, but it's very important.
And then with that, the other kind of key habit leads into is kind of just patience. That patience that someone will get it done. And I've been really good about just having the patience and being able to kind of whether it be their front desk, kind of teaching an agent or bringing on a junior marketing person, just being patient with them and just kind of bringing them on and showing them what I do and just kind of learning from doing, and is, I know everyone kind of talks about this, but it's so huge. So all these things are kind of related. Patience with giving up that kind of control.
Well, and it's that's a big one. And it's, when I was in school, like everybody had to learn the same way. You had to do the same thing. You had to excel the same way. And now they're being much more diverse about that. So more people have a whole lot better chance of higher levels of success in that, it appears. But one of the things is that learn by doing. When you've just got to let them do it and practice it and hands on and
Make mistakes. Mistakes are
demanding.
okay.
Yeah.
Mistakes are okay. It's totally fine.
I
And
used
that's
to
how we
tell
learn,
myself,
right?
there's only one thing that we can't undo, and it was so stupid because it could totally be undone, but people made a federal case out of it. Ha ha, that was a joke. But it really was, but it wasn't that big a deal. But I'd be like, any mistake we make, it can be undone and fixed. Like that just was the bottom line. And if something is life or death, you need to call 911 because we should not be involved in that. We can't do life or death. We're not the people to handle that. Yeah,
We're not doing brain surgery. My job isn't brain surgery. So, I'll bring you leads and conversions and visitors to your site, but I won't. Yeah, life or death, no.
Because I don't do life or death at all. All right, so you've got a super fun gift for the audience. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Because that's quite the offer.
So every all your listeners, I will go look at your website. We'll take 15, 20 minutes on a call. I'll have everything ready before, and we'll go through four or five things that you yourself can implement. We'll look at what keywords you're getting, and some of those keywords are in that 10th to 20 position, and I'll tell you how you can get to number one. With that, we'll also look at AI. How can you appear in ChatGPT, all these LLM search? So the offer is on siteauditnow.com. And yeah, message me there and we'll get your site up and running and more conversions and some things that are more technical. You might have to have someone help you with, whether that me or someone else, but there's four or five things that everyone can do themselves right away that will just help your website and your business. So
Okay.
siteauditnow.com.
Siteauditnow.com, and I will
Yeah.
have that in the show notes so that if by chance, you need to grab the link will be there. Peter,
Good.
this has been really enlightening. I really look forward to having my conversation with you in the near future. And as we wrap this up, do you have any closing thoughts for the audience on success?
Just trust yourself, trust the process. Do make those mistakes, work with good people, have the patience, and you'll get there. It's something, it takes a long time. Sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's daunting, and then I had many sleepless nights, but it's worth it.
I love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Jennifer Takagi with Destined for Success, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe. And get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.